I thank God for them. Most of all, I thank God for my wife of 29 years. Praise God for first. Come on, y'all give her a good God bless you. Amen. Clap your hands for missionary Sandra Jones. All right. Are we there? Matthew, the 8th chapter. First through the 3rd verse. It says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Let's make a quantum leap to Mark, the 1st chapter, 39th and the 42nd verse, through the 42nd verse. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Let's go to Luke 5, 12 and 13. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Please be seated. Have a seat on your way down. Tell your neighbor, don't put a question mark where God put a period. Don't put a question mark where God has put a period. It's sad today that much of the church world has followed the example of the poor leper and has put a question mark where God put a period. It has been said that this leper had some sort of discerning that in the purpose of God, or that God may not be the God that wants to heal him. You know, in my reading, sometimes I read a lot of commentaries, and folks have different opinions, and some said that he had some sort of revelation that he knew, you know, something about God. The fact that Jesus revealed his willingness to heal this leper shows us that it was not a revelation of the purposes of God that the leper had, but in fact it was ignorance to the purposes of God that he had. How sad it is to take the view that the leper may have had a revelation of the purposes of God that he stay sick, rather than to take the entire volume of scripture that clearly teaches that Jesus healed all that came to him, and that in doing so, he was manifesting the perfect will of God. The Bible declares in John, the 5th chapter and 19th verse, then answered Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doth the Son likewise. John 6, 38 says, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 14 and 9 says, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet have thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? John 14 and 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Everything Jesus did and said was perfect revelation and manifestation of the Father's will. Jesus' willingness and healing of this poor leper is proof that it is God's will to heal every leper that will come to him and receive him as their healer. Acts 10 and 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Matthew 8 and 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils and cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Matthew 12, 15 says, "But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed all of them." Luke 6, 19, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all." The Bible declares in Psalms 103 and 3, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases." Isaiah 53 and 5, "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed." Jeremiah 30 and 17, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." 1 Peter 2 and 24, "Who his own self bared our sin in his own body on a tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed." The whole scripture teaches us that it is just as much God's will to heal all those who come to him in faith as it is to save those who come to him in faith. Well, in fact, God tied them together in the atoning work of Christ. Sad fact is, instead of possessing by faith what Jesus paid for in his anointing and in work, you know, religion, I have you wondering, well, maybe he don't want to heal me. Maybe he don't want to deliver me. God, if thou will, it's a shame that saved folks can believe God enough to save them, but can't believe him enough to deliver them. Let me tell you something. When it boils down to it, everything we receive from God is by what? Faith. Everything. You got to stop wondering if God going to do it. I don't believe that I should have to come to church to wait on the move of God. I just happen to believe that I am a move of God. If you knew me before God saved me, you would know that I am a move of God. And somebody else in here ought to know who God saved when he saved them. Let's not play games. You know who you were before you came to the altar. You know how you used to act. And we ain't glorifying the flesh, but I'm lifting up a risen King that can do anything for anybody that has enough faith to believe it. So why in the world would I go to God and say, "God, if you will"? I go to God just like I would go to Henry Eugene Jones. "Dad, I need. Dad, I want. Dad, I got to have it. I'm your son, the one you like. I tell my dad every time you see me, I'm your favorite. I know you got four others, but I'm your favorite." And he said, "Well, that's what you tell me. But I'm going to speak it all into his spirit." Pretty soon he going to be saying it. Because I ain't going to let go till he bless me. And some of us got to come to grips and stop putting question marks. Well, if the Lord willing. No, the Lord is willing. You his son. You're an heir. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let nobody confuse you. Y'all know what lynch you would go through for your child. Y'all know some of you saved folks done act ugly over your kids. This thing on. Somebody said, "Well, you know, that's my son. You know, I had to put my religion." But see, that's religion. God wants to do for you what you can't do for yourself. And if you trust and obey and never doubt, don't go to God saying, God, you think you could do this for me? No, I go to God saying, "God, your word says that if my ways please you, I could ask what I will. You wrote it. I didn't. So, God, I need you to move. I need you to heal, deliver, set free, come through. Yeah. You know, sometimes, I know my wife, she's a little tenderer than me, and she be up worried about that little girl of ours. But that little girl of ours is 21 years old in her last year of school. So what? She in Kentucky. God in Kentucky. You think he keep me up? No. Me worrying won't stop nothing. Me worrying ain't me praying. Me worrying ain't me in faith. See, faith needs good soil. Faith needs soil to take root in. You can't have faith on a rock. Faith today, faith light, faith new, faith two. How many brands of Coke was it? Coke one, two, regular Coke, new Coke, old Coke, Coke two, Coke light, Coke with lime. You can't have faith with everything but faith. Look here, faith, you need the kind of faith that says, that calls those things which are not as though they were. You know, you got to come to grips with who you serve, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if his word said it, it's bound to happen in my favor. That's how it works. See, you can't have faith and plant faith in sand. Either you know, even the world tell you either you are or you ain't. You know what I'm saying? Either you believe or you don't believe. And you know how I know if you believe or not? Because people do what they believe. That's the reason ain't none of y'all ever walked in front of a bus. Because y'all all believe it'll kill you. This thing on. Amen. Everybody in here believe you walk in front of a bus, it's going to kill you, right? But see, people do what they believe. And I believe God's word says it, that I can ask what I will. Let me get back to this lesson. When Jesus said it's finished, he put a period there. Not it might be finished, but he put a period there. But religion and tradition leaves us to question as though God didn't really mean what he said. As though it's not really finished. As though maybe he will and maybe he won't. As though some are special and some get privileges and some don't. But my Bible says God's not a man that he can lie. A God that cannot lie. Promise me. I got a scripture that said in hope of eternal life, whom God that cannot lie promised for the world begin. Now if he can't lie, then if he said it, it's got to happen. You know, man will lie to you. They'll tell you some stuff. And then they may change their mind. They might flip on you. But God can't lie. You know what that means? That if he tell you he gonna give you something that don't exist, he gotta create it. That's what that means, because he can't lie. That means if it ain't there, he'll make it there. He'll create it for you. If he tell you he gonna give you something that ain't here, it'll get there. Because he can't lie. And the fact of the matter is, you can't be wishy-washy how you believe about God's word and how you think about who God is. You can't put question marks where God has already put a period. We many times act as though healing is something that we have to try to convince God to give us. Think about this. Like, you got to change his mind. Like, listen, Jesus didn't get beat all night long so you might get healed. See, y'all, you know, the real thing that you got to catch glimpse is this. Crucifixion is one thing, but he took a long beating before he ever got there. None of us sitting here have resisted unto the blood yet. None of us, not one of us, have resisted unto the blood. And you know, every now and then, Pastor Tim like to watch the UFC. And sometime a guy get caught in one of them old bad situations, and he tap out. He stopped the pain before the damage come. Could you imagine if Jesus tapped out on y'all? He ain't never tapped out. Took the beating, took the lying, the cheating, the spitting on, the gambling for his clothes, and still went to the cross to die. And the word declares that by his stripes you're already healed. And once you know who you are, you can act like you are. Could you imagine if you were sitting here one day and somebody walked in and said, look, man, I hate to tell you this, but you know you're a descendant of the Kennedys, and they just happen to want to drop this $300 million on you. They feel bad that you've been living like you've been living. The organ wouldn't have to play. The drummer wouldn't have to play. The bongos wouldn't have to play. Would nobody have to clap for you? Would nobody have to tell you to shut up because we couldn't shut you up? You'd be, and folks trying to circle you and keep you from falling down the stairs. See, I know how people get when something good happened in their life. Woman get engaged and she exclusively start to praise with her left hand. He's my rock. He's my fortune. I know how it go. But can you trust God when you're not engaged, when the check don't come, when the light's out and the water out? Can you still trust God to do what his word said do? He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Can you trust him while the blessing is coming? Can you still put the period where God put it and not start to question, well, maybe God don't want to bless me? Listen, I don't care how old you are. You don't let people define you, because statistics say if you don't get married by 30, you never will get married. It don't make no difference. You can't allow people to put their parentheses around you. The word said Sarah in her old age gave suck and had the power to conceive. That ain't have a baby. She had the power to make a baby. And if she had colostrum and milk, she had the power to take care of the baby after she had it. Well over 75. You can't tell me what God can't do in the midst of everything that you're going through. So if we continue to question God, we'll miss out. Stop having the attitude as what will be. When the word says that the steps of a good man are ordered. My period in the military taught me that orders come with provisions. Wherever they sent me, they dressed me to go there. If it was the jungle, I got greens. If it was the desert, I got beige uniforms. Wherever we went, they provided. So your orders come with provisions. And when God tell you to do, he got to provide for you to do. This is no different than the poor leper who was living under guilt and shame and condemnation and therefore uncertainty concerning Jesus' willingness to heal him. You might say, well, he's a sovereign God. Certainly he is. And that sovereign God has already told us in his word what his will is. And his will does not change because his words does not change, because it is forever settled in heaven. It's time for the church of the living God to remove the question mark that religion has put concerning the will of God and put a period back where it belongs. 1 Peter 2 and 24, who his own self bared our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto the righteousness by whose stripes ye are healed. There ain't no question mark after that. It says it's a period. There are some things that we as a church need to understand. They need to be settled once and for all. No more question mark. The moment you are born again, you are a new creature. The moment you are born again, you are a new creature. Now, the New King James say creation. I like that better because some of us was acting like creatures before we got born again. But the moment you give your life to Christ, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The moment, at that moment, all that Christ died for becomes your rightful possession. At that moment, you are the righteous as the Son of God because you have his righteousness. The word said you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. At that moment, Satan's dominion over you ended because you were translated into the kingdom of God. At that moment, you receive authority over all Satan's kingdom. At that moment, you are redeemed. You are a branch of the vine. You are healed. These are new creation realities. They are faith facts. Galatians 3:13 is not speaking futuristically. It is in the past tense. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. It's past tense. You've been redeemed. The curse is over. Don't let nobody do, well, you might have a bloodline curse. No, that got saved out of me. I reject all, I denounce all that devil. That's gone. You can have that curse. But as for me and my house, he sent his son to deal with that nonsense. I'm not caring. I don't care what my dad used to act like or what Uncle Bobo act like. You act just like your father. Well, I got a new father whereby I cry, Abba, Father. My father is not. That's why you get born again. I look like my daddy, but I ain't got to act like my daddy. I got a new father. But the devil doesn't want you to enjoy your inheritance. He doesn't want you to prosper. He doesn't want you to walk in health. So he doesn't come right out and deny God's power. He don't tell you God don't have no power. He tell you to doubt if he want to use it for you. He try to tell you, well, miracles ain't for everybody. Listen, you know what? I'm not interested in a miracle anyway. I want to walk in divine protection. I want to walk in. I'd rather be blessed by God to the point that I don't need a miracle. I'd rather wake up and go about my business and do like I'm doing and never come to the place where I got to call on God for a miracle. I bless God for the things that ain't never showed up at my doorstep. Devil doesn't want you to enjoy your inheritance. He wants you to run around here shy. Yeah, he wants you to run around here scared, in confusion, wondering, well, I don't know if it's the will of God. Look, it's not God's will that any should perish. You know, some of us, we go to work every day, and I don't know why God got me here. No, my boss is possessed. Well, you got the power to cast demons out. Maybe he got you there because he want that boss saved. I'm just saying. You know, you got to start taking authority where, you know, if you really know who you were, some things you won't let get under your skin. So what he does, the enemy will just have the church putting question marks rather than periods about not, he'll never tell you God don't have the ability or the power. He'll just have you questioning his willingness. You know how you go in the room and you want to ask one of your parents for something. You know they could do it if they want to. But you're in your mind, you question it if they will. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way the enemy tries to get us to do. He wants us to question if God will. Lord, if thou wilt. Jesus, if thou wilt. No, 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 that ain't the way God, you know, he didn't put it that way. He said, I will, and healed him. We learn from this encounter of the leper and Jesus that as soon as the question mark is removed, what God was willing to do, all the time, he immediately manifested. In all three of the synoptic gospels, they all saw it the same way. In Matthew and Mark and in Luke, they all saw Jesus take care of the business of the leper. Right? They all said it a little different way, but they all saw the same thing. So today, the Holy Spirit wants to quicken your faith to believe for everything he promised. To believe for everything he promised in his word. And he's saying, don't put a question mark where God has already put a period. You know, I come to grips with, you know, some things, and we just say, well, maybe that ain't the Lord's will. Well, you know what? I don't think that way. Because the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, the fact of the matter is either that's true or it's not. Right? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And you know what I found out? I used to say to myself, you know, when my aunt used to make me sing in the choir, that scripture ain't right because I don't care. They can't sing. I was a little off. They'd make me sing in the choir. I said, now, but you know what I found out? I done been at some national conventions, and it's sweating room only in there, me and Elder Sean, and some woman get up singing, and she don't sound good, but she anointed by God. And everybody in there, crying and slobbing, and I'm thinking, I'm underpaid. Why can't I do that? Everybody's standing up, and I'm like, she sound like Bob Dylan. What is going on in here? The anointing. She can do all things through Christ. It may not have sounded right to me, but for some reason, everybody in there thought she sound real good. For some reason, God was doing what he said he could do. And folks, and I'm like, I wish she'd hurry up and stop preaching because she's killing me on this song. But the anointing has a way of making God's word, like I said, if he'll make it. He'll create it if you don't have it. And folks just in there clapping and for long, I'm in, right along with them. You know why? Because when God say he can do it, if you step out there on faith and you believe what his word says he'll do, it's going to happen. Everyone's standing. I know we go through things, but we're not going to allow gnats to distract us anymore. I know life has a way of getting to us. You know, I got a letter in the mail, and they said, you're being transferred to another school. I got so many phone calls, and folks ask me, I know you mad. And then it dawned on me, that's the newest school in the district. They got air conditioner over there. Ha, ba, 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 ba. Hey, thank you. Now I was a little disheartened because my wrestling team, I got 17 guys coming back. That's all right. I'll make men out of some more mice. I got a little disheartened. I was like, man, I ain't gonna get to coach them winners that I created. But that's all right. I told the Lord, Lord, you send me some more wimps and I'll turn them into men. That's what you do. You send me some more boys so I can tell them about real life. You know, they get me in that. Well, but Mr. Jones, why you always smiling? Because I love Jesus. Because this is, you know, this is temporal. See, when they ask me real questions, then they get real answers. Well, why you running so much? Because I want you ready. Because life waiting on you out here. Life waiting on you. And I want you disciplined to make it through. And I want you to know what puts a smile on my face. I love the Lord. Is there not one who's been in doubt? Been straddling the fence? You know, when I was a kid, we sung a song that said 99 and a half won't do. And they made emphasis, won't do. It won't do. Just well, 99 and a half. In other words, coming up short won't make it. Trying to make 100. Saints, you got to have the faith that says, I will never look back. I'll never give up. God's word said it, and I'm moving on that word. Faith and victory, they go together. Is there not one that doesn't know Jesus in the pardon of their sins? Jesus says, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Is there one that need Jesus in their life today? If you need prayer, come now. Amen. God. Let the church say.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.